You ever have a you ever wake up from a nap and then feel like having a quick small nap right after it?
That's always.
Like a des it's like a dessert nap.
Yeah. Appetizer.
A napitizer. That's a pre-nap.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. Naptish. That's what it is. Naptish.
Oh, I liked Napetizer. Or
Yeah, but
was that
that's
already a
before the
thing?
nap. You
Yeah.
can't have an appetizer after dinner.
Why not?
Well, that, well, I guess you technically could if you're like on a cruise ship or something.
Yeah.
You could do that. Cruise
All
ship. Are you ever going?
day.
You're not going on a cruise ship ever
Never.
again.
I
Yeah.
can't say I ever will, yeah.
The German word for dessert is Nachtisch, so Naptisch. That's what I'm having.
Okay.
All right. What? Well, got that invented. Hello and welcome to episode 522 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver, 2021.
welcome to 21. What's
Yeah.
the motto going to be for 21? Blackjack.
Yeah, I was gonna say, everyone start drinking.
I stopped drinking.
Oh, no,
I
but it's like
did.
you turned 21. Like that's what you do, right? In the
Oh,
US, you
right.
start
I went the other
drinking.
way. I went the other way. I'm not even joking you. I wasn't going to mention it on, you know why I wasn't going to mention it on the show? Because I don't
That
like
you
to even mention it in public.
Stop drinking?
Yeah. Well, I stopped. It's been a whole 7 consecutive days, which is probably not even a thing for you.
Yeah, I'm a casual drinker.
What's the, what, okay. So like, I'm not, that's the thing. Okay, here's the thing. I wasn't going to mention it on the show or in public because as soon as you mention that you quit drinking, people kind of look at you funny. Oh, good for you. You know, like, and I was like,
Yeah.
no. It's not like I had a drinking problem. I just kept drinking and drinking. And no matter how much I drank, I couldn't get the weight off. So I was like, oh, should I rework that joke?
Yeah, maybe spend a little bit more time with it. Yeah.
Okay, I'll rework that. My point was, I was like, yeah, it's not helping me trim down drinking the beer.
Right.
So, and here's the thing. Here's I'm going to give you a little slice of me for a sec before we get into what's going on with you.
Okay.
It's not that I have a drinking problem. It's that I have an everything problem. It turns out I do things at around 110% no matter what, good or bad, like whatever direction it goes. I remember, like you said a couple of weeks ago, you made Christmas cookies, and I was like, there's no way I could do that. Because I've never eaten one cookie in my entire life.
What?
I've never eaten one cookie.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I've eaten 100 cookies,
Yeah.
and I've eaten zero. But I don't eat, who eats, do you eat one cookie?
Seldom.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Yeah.
And so, you know, when it comes to anything, when it comes to, you know, woodworking, it's not like, oh, I'll buy a vise and a plane and see where this goes. I'm like, nah, get a table saw, jump right in, you know?
Right.
Or anything else. It's so it's like I can have no beers, or I can have five every day if I want. I could do that. And I can do both. It doesn't matter. Either one is fine with me. But it turns out one of them packs on the belly. Turns out,
Yeah.
and it's the less fun option does that. You never go to the doctor and he's like, "Oh man, you're not drinking enough beer, are you?"
Yeah, get
Right?
on it.
Yeah. Are you drinking coffee? I don't think you're drinking enough. You're gonna want to get those frappes with the what do you call it in the
Whip
caramel?
and the extra
Yeah.
whip. Yeah.
Get the caramel top. Do they make extra caramel? Get that one. You need it. Thanks, doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead, he's just like, "Are you flossing?" I'm like, "You're not even a dentist, okay? Wind it down." All right. So 21 blackjack. I think we're going blackjack with that
That
this year,
means you just can gamble on everything this year.
or just yell blackjack to people.
Yeah, that too.
I don't know. Maybe it's probably problematic. We probably can't say that.
What?
Okay. Blackjack.
I think you can say it.
It's, I'm not sure, buddy. You sit tight. By May, that's going to be banned. Blackjack. It's going to be called something else.
All right.
The game. So there's that. What is going on? No, first of all, Amazon. If you need to get blackjack cards.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they sell them.
I have bought playing cards on Amazon because it turns out it's hard to find playing cards in Germany that aren't weird.
Oh.
Yeah, they have weird ones here. They don't even like card. First of all, they don't like card games. I've legitimately had that conversation where, when I first came here, I bought some poker chips, tried to get a bunch of the guys, like my wife's friends' husbands, and I was like, "Yeah, we should play poker." Oh, I don't know how to play poker. I will show you. No, I don't like card games. Well, we can't be friends, Chief.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to move on down the line. So there's that, but I did end up getting. I've played poker twice here in Germany, which is maybe three times, which is not enough. But I did buy them on it. Point being, go to Amazon,
buy
click
stuff
to our site.
Well, buy stuff. Are we gonna mention a listener that sent us a New Year's? Well,
I'm not mentioning names.
No, we don't. Not even a shout out. Like you don't.
No, I don't know. I'm torn here because one of our frequent longtime listeners sent each of us an Amazon gift card as a thank you for 10 years, by the way, Adam. Today, this is 10 years today.
Wow.
Like literally this is 10 years today.
Wow. I feel like we should be celebrating this.
Start
drinking.
Like we are.
Start drinking.
Yeah. I'm back in 7 days. I've done 7 days. I'm going to break it for this.
Yeah. I want to hear the champagne bottle pop.
Oh, no. I'm going for
beer. You're back to beer. There. Yeah. Celebratory, a lager.
Yeah. Yeah. I go for Pilsner, but okay. So one of our listeners sent each of us an Amazon gift card as a thank you for the show. I have thanked him in person or via text directly, not in person, but directly. And so I'm torn, I don't want to mention his name because I want to be thankful, but I also don't want to be soliciting this. Like, I don't want people to think that we're asking for this. But we
feel like we should go the other way. Like, no, 100% soliciting.
We should say the amount and say that it's a shameful amount and ask for more. That's what you're telling me?
I don't think we should say the amount because that's a different level of soliciting. But I definitely think that it's deserving of a thank you shout out specifically to the individual.
I hope mine was more than yours, though.
Yeah.
Was yours $1,000 as well?
I'm not going to tell you. I'd rather keep you guessing. Yeah.
Oh no! Now
it's only a win. It's only a win for me that way. Like, yeah, because I don't really care either way. But it's better if you think there's a chance that mine was more.
If you don't care, can I have yours?
I already spent mine, and I bought a really expensive car. Yeah, I got a really.
Oh, okay. Really, yeah. Yeah. I got the high end Tesla with mine. And I bought the extra the Bose surround sound package with it.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I do it.
So it's a tie.
What'd you do with the rest of the money?
House in Vienna.
Vienna. You couldn't pick Spain? Vienna. Well, I mean, Vienna's nice and everything, but I'm not moving
out
to Vienna.
They were clearing them out. Yeah.
Yeah. It was Strauss's old house. No. I hope he's from Vienna. I'm just realizing I don't even know if Strauss is from Vienna.
Just so you know, they're selling houses for Vienna on Amazon.ca, just in case anyone else had to use the gift card.
It's
really
Vienna, Manitoba, though. Unfortunately. Yeah. It's on the north end of the lake, which Mosquito City. Oh, man. You don't want to be there.
But no. We still do have to mention the listener's name, I think.
I don't know. I'm gonna put it out to him, and if he green lights it, he'll send us a message, and I'll mention it next week.
Okay. All right.
That puts him in a position because if he then comes back and says yes, that means he's soliciting. So that puts him in a bad position if I say that.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I'm gonna leave it.
I'm
at
gonna
that.
Say last initial B.
Oh, that I was going to say the first name, but now I can't because you gave a last initial.
Okay. King. King B.
Okay.
Again, some of these jokes don't work, dude. They're just this.
So starting off
blackjack year terribly.
2021, yeah.
I'm definitely starting off blackjack year with a 13 and the dealer's got an ace.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Did you spend yours already, really? I did spend mine.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I'm trying to organize everything from a wire standpoint around my stereo and speakers. Like I have quite a big setup downstairs for surround sound that I love, but it mm-hmm. creates, you know, like wires. And so I'm doing a lot of wire management. I bought a fancy tower style power bar that I'm going to be able to tuck in behind and plug everything into. And then I bought a bunch of wire management stuff. So I got some wire ties.
Sexy. That sounds sexy.
Yeah. And then I got some cable, like plastic containers for cables so that basically come in one side, you can contain all the bigger wires within the kind of like nice, neat looking box. And then the wires come out the other side. So it's this especially kind of cable management setup that I'm doing. So thank you, listener, for helping me to do all this and possibly a healthy down payment on a house in Vienna.
Well, so you're going to Airbnb it, so it'll probably cover itself.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Definitely.
So what about you? What did you get?
A high-end Tesla. I just told you.
Okay.
No. All right. No, I bought I caved in and bought an LED light finally.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I've been looking for a while and couldn't figure out what exactly I wanted. Went with a little bit bigger one. I'm not sure the physical. How big is yours physically? Like across, like the dimensions.
I'm looking at it right now, and I'm going to say it's about 10 inches across, maybe 9. Yeah, it's pretty wide, across, like lengthwise. I'm going to say, 9 inches then. Like I'm looking at it right in front of me. I think I'm pretty good by about 6 inches in the other direction in the vertical.
Okay, that's probably the same. Maybe it's a standard thing. I think that's about the size.
Well, there's a lot of little ones, right? Like this I would call this a medium one because I've seen some giant panel ones that are, again, $500 that like I could see them using on the sets of movies. So there's some really big ones. This one's, I'd say, pretty big. I do find that I can fit it into the camera bag, but it's a large piece. Like, so if I charge, it's got two batteries. Is yours a double battery pack on it?
Yeah.
So
I remember I was thinking about yours when I got it, because I was like, I remember Adam's being a decent size, but I also remember you bringing it places.
Yeah, it's just on the verge of what would be too big to stash.
Right.
But I do manage to get it in places. So you got, sounds like something similar size.
Probably the exact same size, I'm guessing.
Okay, sure.
But it has the barn doors, like it has the four, like the ones that you can, you know what a barn door is?
Sure, yeah. And then they fold down in front of it, is that how it works?
Yeah, so you can basically shape the light, like, so I want to use this more as a studio light kind of thing for like video interviews and stuff like that as well, like, and for whatever else. And
okay.
So, it's the same deal. It's got all the, you know, the usual, the dimmable slash, color, temperature, stuff.
Nice.
So, basic stuff. And so,
and who makes it? Who made? Because I know there's a million companies that are making it.
And that's the problem, is it's tough to sift through and figure out what it is that you want. And
And I think they're all pretty good now. Like that's what I would say based on, you know, the stuff that I've seen. My wife got a LED light for a computer, you know, just doing the Zoom calls and whatnot. And we got one for my daughter. And I think they're all pretty good from what I've seen and pretty reasonable. The question for me, like, would always be really just about the batteries. Like, how well are the batteries going to work?
Yeah. I did not get the ones with, it has battery. You can buy the batteries. I've not bought them yet.
Oh, so you have a plug-in version.
It's a plug-in one, which I assume I'm going to use around the house more. I will add the batteries at some point. I'm certain of it, though.
Well, yeah, especially if you want to do the, like, my main function for it is using it for outside, like when you go and you want to take that, you know, perfectly evened out LED Christmas photo picture with the lights in the background. So I find that's a great use. But yeah, you need the portability end on that.
Yeah, I imagine that being a thing down the road. I like for me, I'm thinking about, you know, like where am I going to need that for video light? Like, do I shoot outside? How bright's it going to be with those batteries if I'm outside in the, you know, sort of even subdued daylight? It probably will be. And so I'm going to end up adding that on, but it was definitely it's an easy add-on.
Sure.
And so I thought, I'm going to go with this, get the one I can use in the house to start and make it portable. So that'll come next, hopefully before next show. I'm not sure about the holidays and all that stuff and the way it all goes. Cause a couple holidays, like it was yesterday, I guess I ordered it yesterday. So that was New Year's Day. And then we got the January 6th as a holiday here as well. So hopefully it gets here by next show and we can talk a little bit about it then.
Okay.
So there you go. All right. Oh, and all kidding aside, the gift card was very generous. I did have to spend a little bit more on it. I don't want you thinking that I really bought a Tesla, Adam. But the price has come way down, or maybe it hasn't, because I haven't added the batteries yet.
True. So, yeah, but still, that's going to be $40. Like I would imagine
the batteries,
like for two of them, probably. I'm going to guess.
Yeah, maybe that and a charger. That maybe 60. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to spend. Of course, it'd be nice if they just took the batteries I own and the one of the 19 chargers I already have. Mm-hmm. It's not going to.
No, they're very specific. Oh, at least the ones for mine are very specific.
Well, I'm sure it's the same ones. I think a lot of them take the Sony batteries.
Oh, okay, maybe. They're funny shaped batteries that are like have a very specific kind of end on them. Like, they're weird. They're weird batteries.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to have to get, I will get that. But the price and the light, like I got the brighter one. There was two versions. I got the brighter one and it was around $90.
Nice.
So, yeah. Hard to cry. It'll fit on one of my light stands that I already have a million of. So, and when I say a million, I mean six. So
That very like the same whatever millimeter threaded end on the bottom of them. So yeah, that's another nice part of it is it goes on anything.
Yeah. So looking forward to using that and maybe doing some interviews and whatnot. Did you remember to sign all your checks 2021? That's the thing I always forget every year.
Do you write checks to people?
You know when the year turns over, the thing is like, oh man, I wrote 2020 again. Oops.
I probably would forget to do that if I ever wrote anything anymore.
Yeah, if this was instead of 2021, if this was 1989, that would be true.
Yeah, I was even trying to think the other day about when the last time I went to a bank machine was. I can't remember. It's been that long.
Really?
Yeah, it's been pre-pandemic. Maybe in the early stages of the pandemic, I might have gone to a bank machine once. There's really no use for cash anymore because so many places don't even take it and
What do you mean they don't take it? That's like true? That really happens?
A lot of them want contactless payments.
I know they want it, but they can't not take it.
No, they cannot take it. They can say no cash. Like, that's a thing. And to the point where like, why bother with cash? Like, why do I want the cash?
Yeah, I know. You're trying to get me riled up, aren't you?
No,
you're trying to shake the beehive a little bit.
A little bit.
Oh, hey, there's Alan's beehive. Let's kick it and see what happens.
We don't need to go there. I know how you feel about this. So yes,
it's part of, I wanted to talk briefly about what we talked about last week because I was not ready. I'm ready for the Corona debate now.
I don't want to have it anymore. I'm sick of the Corona debate.
Yeah, I know. You just ambushed me when I wasn't prepared and then walked away victorious.
Isn't that how all debates work?
No, you're supposed to prep. You're supposed to give me 5 minutes. No, you know what's funny? I don't know that I have any different stance from last week, but I really wasn't prepared because you know what I find myself doing is in most conversations and here especially, I try to avoid a lot of this because of the binary nature of every conversation it seems to be binary now. Meaning like, oh, if not this, then that.
Right.
If you're not for this, then you're for that. That's it.
Gotcha.
Like what's your, oh, you're an anti-masker then. No. No, I would like you to wear a mask and I will also wear one in the safe way. I'm in. Don't.
Okay, so let's just have your statement that you would like to make. Yes. I'm sure you've prepared something. Let's just have.
No, I'm prepared. I haven't prepared a statement, but I'm telling you.
Anything. I'm not going to interrupt you.
You can say anything you want. You can say anything you want.
But I'm not going to. I feel like this is your open forum to speak.
No,
you've been thinking about this.
I don't have a soapbox. Nope. No, I haven't. No, but I'm not. I haven't been thinking about this. I've been thinking about why I didn't let her rip last week.
Okay, go ahead.
No, it's because like you like okay. Because here's an example. I do not think that these lockdowns as we're doing them here or even in Vancouver or what's happening, I do not think they're a good idea. I don't think they're being executed well, etc. Like I think they're doing more harm than good. But if I point that out, And let's say I do that. I say, look, I don't think that's being handled very well, or I don't think it's a good idea. And then people say like, well, why not? And you say, well, look, like most of the most vulnerable people in to Corona are the elderly. That would be the most. Not everybody. The people like to point out, well, no, there was a 38-year-old guy, and like, well, yeah, I know there's some outliers, and that's terrible. Like that's awful. I want that to stop. No question. But the bulk of the people that are the most vulnerable, would you say, are elderly?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Great. I would like now. When I say that, a lot of people think, "Oh, so you don't care about them? Just let them die?" Like that. Like those are the only two choices we have. It's this or that. Either we all lock everything down, or we go shoot grandma in the face. Those are the two options.
I hope not. Poor grandma.
No, I hope not too. But this is what I end up seeing. People,
right.
What passes for debate now is, oh, well, you don't like grandma. Like, well, I don't like grandma, but that's irrelevant. Like, that's right. Actually a separate issue. And so what it does mean is I would like to see us dedicate more resources towards a very specific demographic. Because I don't know if yours, I wanted to ask you about this. Are you seeing any psychic toll on your kids?
No.
None whatsoever. Your kids are unaffected by the, I mean, whatever version of lockdown you guys are in, quarantine / whatever, you're not seeing any effect on your kids.
Other than they would like to spend more time on screens than I would like them to, that's really the only issue that I've seen personally. I mean, for sure. They've adapted like, cause it's been so long. So they kind of, you know, that's the reality is that they recognize that, okay, right now there's certain things I can't do. They're still doing stuff like within what they're allowed to do. They're still, like I've been saying all along, there's still hockey that Jack's been playing and we're doing, some outside strength stuff and, you know, they're going to school. I mean, they've just been going over their Christmas break, so they haven't been at school the last few weeks. So that's a little more challenging because there isn't enough to do, in my opinion, when we're at home the whole time. I really do like the ability for them to go to school because then they get in more of the social stuff. Because I think that's sure. the challenge is like, okay, like if you're at home all the time and you don't have the social outlets, that's where the complete lockdown that we had from March till June was more challenging. Was okay, they're missing that social piece. Now, again, my kids have had some stuff that they were able to do that involves a small social piece that I think is why that they've dealt with it pretty well. But I would like them to be able to go over and play at their friends' houses. And I would like them to be able to do the pre-COVID social things. Because again, I do think that, you know, that's the challenge is the social side of it. But no, for the most part, I think my kids have done okay. Yeah.
But you see, I would have thought this would have been hardest on you out of all the people I know because there's no flies on you. Like under normal circumstances, like your wife makes plans within plans.
Yeah.
Like if you're meeting someone else, like she has something else planned within that trip. Like you guys, there's no roots, man. Like you guys move.
And that, I think that's probably, it's probably impacted her more than me. Like I like to be at home doing things with the kids. Like I'm fine kind of finding things that we can do here now she would prefer to go places and do things. So I think, you know, because I've been working through the Christmas holidays and she's been at home with the kids the whole time, I think she's finding it more challenging because of all exactly what you said, all the things that she would normally like to take them to do that are unavailable. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wouldn't go ice skating because your kids play hockey.
They actually did. You could book a time. Like there's a lot of things you could book. So the things that are available.
Well, you could go ice skating still?
Yep. There's 40 people. They have the Richmond Ice Center has the Winter Wonderland. I think it's closed now, but they had it set up. And you could book a time. So she took the kids to do that. Yeah, she did all that stuff. And
see, we didn't have that. Like the rink where I go to, one city over, is like the whole side wall rolls up a garage door. So it's not open air, but it's kind of open air. Yeah. And they're still closed down. Like you can rent the ice for $80 an hour.
Right.
You can rent the whole rink. The only caveat being it's one family only.
Right. Yeah.
So the four of us could go skating. Well, we're not going to do that.
Oh, you should.
If my son played hockey, if he already played hockey and both he and I had all the equipment and stuff, I would probably do that once a week. I'll be honest with you. My wife would freak out, but we would go once a week and play. But just the two of us, we'd have our own rink for $80 an hour. That's for sure. But that's all you can do. Nothing else is open. We would go swimming. Every once a week, we'd go ice skating once a week, especially over the break, because like you said, like our kids are going to school. They love going to school. They love to see their friends. They love, you know, whatever limited, you know, it's a little bit different at school than it is normally, but not much. So they miss that. So over the break, it's been tough. And my son has a birthday in December where he turns 7. So keep in mind, I'm dealing with a 7-year-old. Your son's about 11?
Yeah.
Yeah. So a little bit different, but still. So he's 7, you know, think about it, his birthday's over, Christmas is over, New Year's is over, so now it's that kind of, okay, now what? And he can't do anything. So he is, I'm seeing the toll on him. Like he's the last couple of days, he's had some, he even just said, Dad, like, I'm not having my best day. And I was like, oh my God. And we had a lot of fun. Like we had fun that, you know, yesterday and we're playing and stuff like that, but he has the breakdowns. He'll be in tears for no reason. It's like, what's going on, buddy? And he doesn't know. And it's that. It's the lack of things that we can do. And he can go play with one of his friends, you know, and they're allowed to do that. But you can't. Normally, it's him and a bunch of his buddies down playing soccer. And they can't do that. And so soccer's canceled. Gymnastics is canceled. We can't go skating. We can't go swimming. All these things. Not that I'm saying, oh, open it up and let her rip. That's the argument. That's why I don't like to make this argument, because when I say, what about this thing? It's like, oh, you want to shoot grandma in the face.
Right. So, yeah, like, I think what you're saying, and I think what sort of a common sense approach is, you know, finding somewhere there's a middle ground. And I mean, I can only speak to what we're doing here. I have not paid enough attention to the global situation of what everybody's doing it differently. But in BC, right now, our numbers are pretty good. We've been pretty contained again. We'll see if that continues. But right now, I think they are finding a middle ground. Like there is still stuff available. And if people play by the rules, it seems to be not causing further issues. And like I say, if the schools can remain open, I think that's a big piece of the social puzzle in terms of kids, you know, being able to kind of, you know, get through this hopefully unscathed or relatively unscathed. But yeah, that has to be balanced with, you know, the safety of the older people. But that's also who's being vaccinated first. So I think again,
okay, but listen, but here's the other thing too. This is the part that really, again, I'm not an immunologist, but I would love, hey, if any of our listeners are immunologists, feel free to correct me. But I don't think that getting immunized means, okay, problem solved for me.
No, it doesn't.
Because nobody, certainly... but here's the thing. This is what's being reported. Like people are like, oh yeah, I'll get the vaccine and then I'm fine. Okay, I'll tell you what then. You get the vaccine and once it kicks in, Just go sleep overnight in a COVID ward without a mask and see what happens. Go ahead. No, you have the vaccine. You got nothing to worry about.
Right. I don't think any, well, maybe people do believe that, but I don't think.
I think a lot of people think that.
I don't think most people believe that.
I think most people believe that. I think most people think a vaccine protects them against the virus when it's not. It's not. It's everybody has to get it in order for it to be actually effective.
Or 80%, I think, is that.
Not everybody. I say everybody, yeah. But everybody has to get it so that. 80 within the numbers. I understand. I'm a realist.
Right.
And I'm not moving the goalposts like I'm seeing on the news. Like one day in the States, they're saying, yeah, once 70% of the people get it, we should be good. And now they're moving to, oh, no, it has to be 90. No, it's probably way lower than that, actually. But that's the other issue is the news, blah, blah, blah. We've heard enough about them being.
But if I think the key thing is that most people dying here, I can't speak to the rest of the world, but most people that are dying here are dying in old age care facilities. And so if you vaccinate, because the people in those facilities aren't going anywhere. So they're the people that are generally there. So they're not giving it to each other randomly. They have no outside contact. So their outside contacts are primarily the care, like the frontline care staff that oftentimes works at more than one facility. So, you know, already I know that they've vaccinated a large number of the most elderly risky patients in the facilities. And then the people that are moving amongst those facilities. So good start. Yes. Okay. We're going in the right direction. Let's protect those people first. I don't think kids here under the age of, I want to say 16. I don't know exactly, but
it's same here. It's pretty much worldwide.
Are ever going to get 16. It, right? Like, yeah, they're not going to get it. They're going to hopefully work their way through everyone else. And then kids who have been pretty unaffected, I can't say again across the board, but it's been definitely a very small number in comparison to the demographics of everyone else who gets this. So kids are the safest population. So like you say, I think that there can be happy mediums worked out that allow kids to possibly, you know, do some things with their friends and still protect the most risky populations. But as you say, the rules can't be too easy to interpret. Otherwise, I think that the fear is it'll be a free-for-all because people can't make logical decisions on their own, apparently. So
that's the other issue. I do recognize that society on a whole is not doing their part either. I get that. So yeah. I do understand the frustration on the quote-unquote government level. However, that's the part I don't agree with most of any what they're doing. But you said something last week that sort of stuck with me, and I was kind of it rattled me a little bit. I kind of ate it. And you basically said, hey, let's just err on the side of caution.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I'm still good with that.
But so am I. Yeah, but you don't wear steel-toed boots in the pool, do you?
Yeah, this is different, though. This is very different in terms of, again, what would erring on the side? I understand you're saying, okay, that there's
would
a
you rather? Let me ask, would you rather have a parachute and not need it or need a parachute and not have it? What would you rather have?
Have a parachute and not need it?
But yet you don't wear one every day. So what's up with that, Adam?
Well, I would wear one if I was going skydiving.
Right, but you never know. That's true. You might fall off the Second Narrows Bridge. You don't know.
That's true. Yeah, really.
So there's that. That's actually an absurd analogy to make. I know it's purposely absurd. But the steel-toed boots one, like you don't wear steel-toed boots to work. Somebody could drive over your foot, Adam. That would suck.
That's true. Yeah, it could happen.
Yeah. So there's that. I do wear steel-toed boots in the pool, actually.
Yeah. I think that this, you know, conversation is one for another podcast. That's what I'm going to say. No. Yeah.
The Ben Shapiro show, I'll call
exactly. Like maybe people who know either more about this or who... listener base might be more invested in this. Like, I don't know. Do our listeners care about this?
No, they don't care. I was sort of defending myself from last week.
Sure. Actually. We understand. Yeah. You're not a terrible person. You're fine. Yeah. So, yeah. But let's move on to photography. But
let's not gloss over the fact that your mom taunts me and I don't really care about her.
That's fine. Yeah. Yeah. We're good. Yeah.
What's with that? Come on, Betty. I don't care what happens to you. So there's that. All right. Photo stuff. A scant, what, 30 minutes in? Oh, my God. The last day of the year had a Lightroom catalog disaster. Was winding up my 2020 catalog, buttoning it all up, making the backups, and whoops, accidentally removed like the first 800 photos from the year.
Oh, no. That's all of them.
No, I had more than that, but I 20, that's about a third of them, probably about a third. Just removed them. Didn't delete them from the drive, but I did remove them, and then I couldn't undo that for some reason. Normally, you can undo that if you don't delete them. If you only remove them from Lightroom, you can just undo that. You're fine. I couldn't do it. I then had to, so it was the first 800. I had to go to the backup because if I bring them back in, that's fine. All the pictures are back in, no problem. You lose all the edits you made to them.
Oh.
And I'm not going to go through and re-edit 800 pictures. Thank you very much.
No.
And so I basically had to go and get a backup, the backup version. But since the backup was a week old, I had made like added Christmas photos, etc. So I basically essentially had to merge two catalogs together to preserve all those photos and remember which was which. And then some doubles were made, and I had to go through and sift out the doubles. It was a bit of a mess. It was no fun on the very last day of the year.
Okay.
Got it done. Buttoned up. Life is good again. Moving on.
Hey, I'm going to throw out a question to our listeners because maybe somebody has an answer. I know you've experienced this issue to probably a lesser degree, but it's for whatever reason with the new Mac, and I don't know, maybe it's an issue with other computers as well. The Lightroom Classic sucks. Just sucks.
I heard that, yeah.
Yeah, I did a move
that I think helped. I'm not sure. I can't tell. Like, first of all, can we talk about this next week? This could be a topic, okay?
Okay, Lightroom Classic. Seriously, get it sorted.
Okay, we'll talk. You and I, this will be a topic next week. We'll dive deep on this.
But any listeners who have some insight into why it might suck on really good machines, love to hear anyone's
send
feedback.
It along with a gift card from Amazon.
Sure, yeah.
Specifically, that's what Adam's saying.
Specifically to me, yeah.
Yeah, just to Adam. I'm not. Yeah. Be clear. All right, and then put together a highlight reel of our 2020 home movies for the family. Point being, I could not have done it without the new computer that you also. Are raving about right now.
Good thing you didn't do it in Lightroom Classic.
I didn't do it. I did it in Premiere Pro though. Point being, because I have like different video sources, different frame rates, different everything, all kinds of stuff coming in. It basically, the new computer turned a 4-week job into 2 afternoons. Like, it was unbelievable how this thing cuts multiple frame rates and sizes and everything together, and it looks phenomenal.
Okay, but don't edit a 6-megapixel image in Lightroom. Take you 20 minutes, yeah.
Okay, I don't have that, but again.
I'm exaggerating, but
yeah,
still.
Yeah, that sounds like next week's issue. Yeah. We'll talk about that and how to potentially mitigate that. Point being, I do love my new computer. Okay. It's made some jobs, like impossible jobs possible. That should be the ad for Apple.
Okay.
Did people send you any e-Christmas cards and or New Year's cards?
I got some, like, the Christmas cards, like hard copies, not a lot of e-versions, but I got like the typical number of mailed to our door Christmas cards.
And what would you notice about those? I noticed something about them this year that was a little disheartening.
Okay, I didn't notice anything specifically. All the ones I got were kind of nice and just...
That's the problem.
Just as they would normally be, I think.
That was what was disconcerting to me. Oh, they're so good.
Oh, okay.
And back in the day, people used to hire me to shoot theirs, and now they're like, I got my phone. Like, it looks... And I look at them, and I'm like, okay, did you shoot that yourself? Because that looks fantastic.
Right.
Yeah, so good for you guys and bad for us, but hey, moving on. We'll sort stuff out. We'll do something else.
Okay.
Yeah, there's that. All right, did you shoot anything interesting this week?
No.
I tried.
I didn't even try. I was really thinking that if the weather got nice, I really want to try that little prism thing outside in some natural light but I need some sunshine. I need something right. that really is going to hopefully make it pop, maybe at sunset and lens flare and blah, blah, blah. But it's sucked here. So no, I've not done any photographs.
Okay.
Sorry.
I don't know if mine are interesting or not. I included them because I thought we wouldn't have enough to talk about this week. And then we did, and then you did 30 minutes on why I hate grandma. So there's that. But we went for a New Year's Day walk with the family because, like I said, you can't do anything else. And so we went as a family only, nobody else, and had to kept away from people. It was fine. We kept stuck within the rules. But point is, we went to a part of the like a walk on the along the Neckar River that we just had never been to before. And it was just kind of nice. And so I got a picture of there's my son and my daughter by the river, which kind of looks a little bit like BC. No?
Sure, yeah.
It does, which surprised me. And then there's a shot of my son doing his favorite thing in the whole world, which is skipping rocks. He loves it.
A Blue Jays hat.
I got the Blue Jays toque from my mom for his birthday, which he loves.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, loves to rock. He got a matching t-shirt under there is also Blue Jays. But yeah, he loves to go down there. And I realize that I love going down there, but because I have played baseball my whole life and still continue to play, I can't just go down to the river and skip rocks. I got to get loose for like 15 minutes first. Otherwise, I tear something.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I'm going to need a Tommy John surgery because of skipping rocks.
Okay.
Do you know anybody who can do that? Can you do that?
What?
Tommy John. You should learn that at your your clinic. Yeah.
I'm sure just need a few tools that I can get on Amazon.
All you got to do is harvest a ligament out of my leg.
Yeah.
And then put it in my elbow.
Sure. Or I'll just get synthetic ligaments on Amazon again. Like, I'm sure they have the whole kit.
Dude, that would be awesome if they had that. I'm not joking. I could really use some new ligaments in my arm.
Yeah, and then you can watch a YouTube video and probably do it yourself.
You're preaching to the choir now, man. All right. Anyways, shockingly, I shot this with the X100 because it's the best walk-around camera there ever was, in my opinion. Like, could you think of a better camera for just, like, you're going to go out for a walk, you're going to go walk around a city or wherever, this is by the city. It's not the lens, like, the lens length, that focal length that I would, like, before I had this camera, I would never pick a 35 mil. To go out. Now I love it. Now everything, I'm like, yeah, I want to shoot everything with this now. In the terms of the walking around street stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. We've talked about how much we love it in the past. So anyway, so that's, we did that. And then today we went sledding again, went up to the same spot, drove up there. And there's my son. This is a burst, one of the bursts on the iPhone, my crappy iPhone. But this is him getting a little bit of air over a jump.
Nice.
Yeah, he had a good time. And then just for a throwback from a couple years ago, whenever that is, there's my son and my wife doing sledding when I lit it. Remember when I lit it?
Yeah, and you had like the flashes and Ziploc bags or something.
Yeah, a couple of flashes, off-camera flashes, zip-tied to trees and then covered with plastic bags and then just shot everybody coming down the hill like this.
Yeah, you would never do that now.
I would totally do that now. But the only problem is it's not snowing at our house. We have to drive like 20 minutes to the hill. So I'm not doing that.
Okay.
But were it to get cold and snow by our house this year, I will do it. I promise you. But I'm doing four lights this time.
Okay. All right.
Maybe six. Maybe I'll do six lights.
15 lights.
That's too many. Come on. I'll just do a continuous LED light. We'll see.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So anyways, all right, let's get into the topic / photo challenge this week. This week is our monthly challenge for December, and it was summer. Basically tribute to Australia, because last year we did, I think it was winter. Didn't we do winter last year?
I don't remember.
At some point in the middle of the winter, and then we heard, oh yeah, it's summer down here in Australia. Perfect. So here we flipped the script.
Okay.
And we made it summer, but for us, it's obviously not summer. Here we go. And so here's the thing about Australia. Fun fact, very close to my heart, because I actually met my wife there. And recently heard that where I met her on Fraser Island, largest sand island in the world. It's like a rainforest growing on the island. And I heard it's on fire or was on fire recently.
Okay.
You're not concerned about that? You don't like grandma? No?
No? No, I like her.
It's a pretty amazing place, and there's a resort there called the Kingfisher Resort, which is, I met my wife at the Dingle Bar at the Kingfisher, and I heard that was evacuated due to the fires, so I hope everybody's okay, and if I can find it, I will dig up a photo of the day I met my wife there at Kingfisher. I won't send it to you, Adam, because you have a heart of stone, but maybe our Australian listeners would like to know there is a connection with the Hosers, one of the Hosers. Yeah, so there's that. All right, let's get into it. First up, we're coming in hot with the first one. This is Pixelscaper for Two Hosers Challenge Summer.
Okay.
Now, I forget where he lives. He's told us, and I'd be honest, they'll take it personally if I forget where you live to our regular listeners. But there's a few people that submit, and I'm going to say Oregon, maybe.
Okay.
Don't you remember?
No.
Oh, he's told us to.
I don't know, but it looks like somewhere reasonably warm, just based on the fact that the model in this picture is wearing like a t-shirt, like there's bare arms. So
that's what I was going to ask. Was this taken in the winter to made to look like summer, or was this taken at a different time?
Mm-hmm. I again, must have been a very warm day that day, especially if it was taken this month, because Oregon would be closer to the climate of Vancouver, and we haven't seen days that you would be outside in a t-shirt taking this shot. Not this month.
I might be mixing up locations. I don't know. Either way, let's be honest. This one's great, though.
It's a good photo. Yeah, Why is it good?
What is good about it?
It's the background is enough in and enough out of focus to be interesting. It's the really, I think what makes the photo is the light on the model's hair. It's kind of, again, coming from behind. It's not exactly rim light, but it is. And it's just like really kind of lighting up the hair nicely. The model's looking not directly at the camera, but it's interesting. There's texture. There's just all the good elements. I mean, I would be fine if she was looking at the camera, but I'm fine with her not looking at the camera. So I just think great light, good background. You're going to get a good photo here.
I also really like the fact that she blends in with the background, but also doesn't. Which is such a weird thing to say, which is a very non-committal way to look at it. But at first she blends in and you're like, okay, but the more you look at it and then you see how her hair is backlit, but so is the whatever those are around, not flat, whatever those, what are those? The blades of something.
Yeah, is it wheat or flowers or what? I don't know what it is.
I don't know. Based on the time of year, I don't know.
Yeah.
Should we even have a podcast, you and me?
No, probably not.
Debating that right now.
2021.
Yeah. Blackjack. So the way that it's all backlit and then her hair is backlit, but she still sticks out from that. But it takes a second to sort of find the subject. And as you look and look and look, it really is fantastic.
Well, go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, no, I want to hear yours first.
Well, no, and it's interesting too, because she's backlit, but the background and foreground, because it looks like it moves, it's in front of her as well, is this golden, again, I'm guessing wheat, but it reflects back into her face that you can see the gold tones in her face as well, that just is so nice. And again, there's no way, or at least in my opinion, this was done with anything but natural light, but it looks like, again, the light on her face and the gold hues are just terrific. So no, it's is really, really cool and well done.
I'm worried that the best one went first this week.
Okay. Well, I haven't looked at that all of them, so we'll see. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have. Spoiler alert. No, they're still good. Come on now. All right, next up is Stephen Flo Rosenstengel. This is he did hashtag it Summer Down Under in reference, even though he's from Seattle. This is from North Bend. Where's North Bend? That's Oregon, right?
That's Oregon, yeah.
North Bend or Bend?
Or is it?
Bend. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I know he's a Seattle guy. He posted
there is a Bend, Seattle. Oregon, right? There's a Bend.
Yeah. This is not a geography show, so we're not that bad at this.
It's cool. I think I'm going to guess like this is Mount Washington in the background. Is that what you would?
I'm hoping it's Mount St. Helens.
Oh, could be. Yeah.
No, it's not. I don't think it is. Could be. Mount Rainier. Should it have snow on it?
Yeah,
Mount Washington would have snow. Mount Washington.
That's true.
It's too green.
Yeah. But again, we've got a baseball theme here.
Yeah. Well, then you know you're tugging at my heartstrings if there's that.
And the field is nice looking, like with a really kind of cool backdrop with whatever mountain that is, and just nice even tree line, which makes it really appealing.
Yeah. Aside from the artificial rollout and mound, I'd like to play here. It looks pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Road trip? You thinking a road trip?
Sure. Okay. But good photo and nice blue sky.
Nice blue skies, nice deep greens, nice pop, especially this time of year, which everything can be kind of blue. That's very, very nice light. And the long shadows are really scream this time of year to me. Nice clear sky, too. Love it. All right. David R. Wilkinson, summer bloom? That's his question. Taken in his garden as the sun was going down and lighting just this one flower. It's 9 shots focus stacked, hashtag Don Komarechka.
Okay.
Very Don Com move. Not
to
a summer
get like
bloom,
the
though.
No depth of field, right? Like it's a super shallow depth of field.
Right. So he shifted the focus across several planes to make sure the entire flower was in focus, and then the background stayed out of focus.
Right.
Right? The depth of field is so shallow, it would not normally encompass the entire cactus, Christmas cactus.
Right. Gotcha.
So, bonus points for that. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah,
that's
something tough.
That I have not done. I've done it with 2 pictures before, manually, not even the Photoshop version, the merge thing, but that Don talks about, but still quite cool. I would not guess this is wintertime.
No. And yeah, it looks cool. I really like the leaf and on the upper left corner of the frame.
Mm-hmm.
Like just
that's the part I hate the most.
The colors and the greens and light purple. The color of the flower just doesn't seem like anything that exists in nature. Is it not too bright for your eyes? Or maybe it's my monitor. Like my eyes have a hard time with that color thinking, have I ever seen anything that exists in that color?
It's red, right?
I guess it's more bright pink in terms of what my eyes see.
Not the best guy to be.
Yeah, you're the red consulting. Green guy. It's very bright pink.
Again,
that's my only gripe with this photo is I really like it, except for I've never seen that color before, and my brain is having a hard time processing it.
Okay.
I don't know what that color is, and it's making me crazy. I might not sleep tonight.
Okay. David, next time shoot it in black and white.
Yeah,
Adam can
please.
Sleep.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, hey, black and white. The next one, the panger went black and white.
Oh, yeah. Pang-a-lang.
Pang-a-lang. Here's what. Okay, I have some questions. So this is him going somewhere back when you could go somewhere. Or maybe this is in the future. I can't really tell on the ticket. So, 2 tickets, 1 for you, I'm guessing.
Yes.
He's going somewhere warm. I'm guessing that's Hawaii. Having never been.
I don't know. Maybe.
Looks like Mount Rainier in the background. So, yeah, Hawaii.
Sure. Yeah. Somewhere, maybe it could be Cancun. No, it can't be Cancun.
They have the mountains there? I've never been to either, so that's on you. Yeah, you have to tell me.
I don't remember mountains on the shoreline like that, so not sure.
Oh, no, it says Hawaii. Look closely in the ticket. It says Hawaii.
Okay, Hawaii.
Okay, destination Hawaii. When's he going? That's what we need to know. But here's my question. If you look closely, the name on the ticket is Frank Pang 97, his Instagram handle.
Wow, you're right.
So here's what I'm wanting. Okay, and then it just says at the bottom right hand, it says summer on the ticket. So here's what I'm thinking. Either his actual given name is Frank Pang 97.
Okay.
Or he works for Air Canada.
Mm. Yes.
And printed these up, had some blank ones, printed them up just for the show. Which, why would he pick economy class? Frank Pang, you're business class at the minimum.
Yeah. Yeah. Do they have a superstar class? Yeah.
I'm guessing the pilot would let you fly the plane at some point.
Maybe Frank's a pilot.
Okay. This is some valuable stuff. I wish you hadn't been so hard on him all those times. Because
no, me and Frank are tight.
Okay. All right. Okay. Good, kind of a cool looking phone, especially black and white, including the old Agfa camera too. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it really pops, like the silver. I'm guessing it's silver, just the way it shines is awesome. I like it a lot.
Those pictures from those, that little AP, like those are those tiny little negatives. I had a camera like that when I was a kid. They're useless, but still, it looks pretty cool though.
Plus, they should change the name of those to Pangomatics.
I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Does it say the Agfamatic 2000?
Is this, something like that. Is this podcast too Pang-centric?
A little bit. Good job, Frank.
All right.
We'll talk about some pilot stuff later.
Okay.
Next up, Duke of Pixel. Here he has recreated Summer. A nice and naughty idea. Not my idea. Keep in mind, really. Blame Australia. To make a sweat in winter. He wishes everyone a great... We read the rest on your own. You can figure that out.
Yeah.
He's recreated it via Playmobil. Is that... That's big. The kids still have Playmobil in Canada, right? That's the thing here.
I'm sure they do. We were never into it, so I can't really say. So, yeah.
I would like it if you're either a Lego family or a Playmobil family, and then we're kind of both, which is not... You don't want to be...
Star Trek, Star Wars, man. Pick a horse. You can't be both.
Are you kidding? We're halfway through the original Star Wars with me and my son right now.
You should watch The Mandalorian. After this. Watch The Mandalorian.
We are. But after this, if this ever ends.
No, it's probably not ending.
We're going to, yeah. So right now, we'll record me and my son watching the back end of Empire Strikes Back as soon as we're done this.
We're going to record the January 2022 kind of intro.
The back end of this is the Christmas episode for next year. So there's that. Anyway, this looks really cool. I like. Okay, what do you like about this one? What's making your heart sing on this one, Adam?
I like the perspective. It's
yes,
that's great.
We did not compare notes because neither of us made notes. But that was exactly what I thought. This would have been really easy, and my instinct would have been to shoot it like from a normal perspective, but going bird's eye on this, really cool.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
All right. Next up. Now, this is the inspiration. David was the reason we did this. And so he shot Santa.
With a surfboard.
Now, when I first scanned by this, I thought, he looks weird, but it's not a real Santa. It's not a real person.
Yeah, it would have been better if it was a real person. I would have given you double points.
Okay, instead of how many points now?
No, you get only half the points.
All right. Santa leaves his deliveries to Australia until last? Well, I thought that was first. I thought they're first. I'm not sure you know how time zones work, David. I think Australia is ahead of you, right? Like 19 hours ahead of Vancouver, depending on the season.
I don't know.
Possibly 17 hours. 17 to 19, depending, I think.
Okay.
Okay, great. He grabs a surfboard and lines up a beer or two. Okay, he used homemade gels and a cardboard snoot to fake the sunset on the big fella. So this is 100% fake. All of it.
Okay.
What's the beer in the bag, Adam? Can you read it?
No.
Better be Tui's new. Better be.
I can't read it.
Okay. Good job on faking the sunset. I love this move with the gel and the snooted thing to shape it. It's well done.
Ditto.
I sense you're expecting more from David.
Yeah, I kind of was. I mean, again, it's fine, you know, but we threw this, we lobbed this softball. This is not what I had anticipated. Not to say that I get to pick what David does in summer. Didn't see this one coming though.
Well, I don't know what it was like. I know Manly Beach was kind of under lockdown because there was a little COVID on the north beaches. But I thought Bondi was wide open. However, David rolling around Bondi with a camera is not going to look cool.
Okay.
You don't get to do that because it's one of those kind of beaches.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Unless, I'll be honest with you, I was kind of secretly hoping that your picture was going to be of Elle McPherson.
Right, yeah.
Not necessarily on the beach. I mean, just in general. I assume everybody in Australia is close personal friends with Elle McPherson.
Right.
Or who's that other one? Russell Crowe, he's Australian, isn't he? No.
Yes, I don't know.
No. Is he?
I don't know.
Him, and then Jim Jeffries, maybe.
Okay.
Who I don't think he's Australian, but I think he lived there. I'm not sure what he is, but maybe Jim Jeffries. All right, moving on. All right, next up. Oh no, this is brave. This is a good one. This is braving the cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is. I think this might be the winner just on sheer effort level.
Yeah, I think you're right. This one does. Yeah. So this is J.C. Russo. I'm going to go ahead and blame David Williams for me freezing my ass off trying to get a summer picture in the middle of a snowstorm. Well, there's a way to do it, but yep, definitely. I like this with the colors really pop out. The combination of like the scarf with the board shorts and all that, and the boogie board, etc.
Right.
But I like the fact that how he stands out from the background. Mm-hmm. Although if I'm being critical, I'm going to say I'd probably want to see more background. You don't need to be. Now I'm torn. Now as I'm saying this, I'm torn because Instagram is kind of a close up medium because of this. You're looking at it on a phone typically, so you don't want to go too wide. However, I'd like to see more of the snow.
Okay. Fair analysis. No, I like it. Looks good.
All right. And then last up is Kenneth. I struggle with his name every week and he doesn't correct me, so good for you. Kenneth Skalovic from Bergen. No way. That's got to be not a misprint. No way. Norway, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's Norway. I think he just lost the R there, yeah.
I'd go with Norway. The streets of Bergen are all dressed up for Christmas, though next to Kloverhuset, one can already daydream of next summer. This is from Strandgarten. That's correct.
I was going to say, this is a good photo. So someone's sitting on a bench, you know, and sort of in a downtown type area, and it's getting all set up for Christmas. The perspective is cool. You've got some light trails. Again, it's a sort of a long exposure shot, nothing to do with summer. You can't just say summer at the end and then it becomes a summer shot. I'm out. You can't win this. Even though it's a good photo, you can't just say summer. I'm against it. No way, Kenneth.
Okay, let me step in and defend Kenneth. If you look in the top corner, it says, like, you see, it says Kloverhuset.
Okay.
You see that? You see the ad there, right?
I don't see it.
The top left, above the Rema 1000 neon light, it's an ad for Kloverhuset.
Okay, yeah, I see
Kloverhuset
it.
Kloverhuset is the Norwegian word for summer. So I think he's done a good job here.
Okay. All right. I would have not known or caught that, but there you go.
Yeah. It's mostly because I made it up, but I don't think it's true. I don't think it's even accurate.
Kloverhuset does not mean summer.
It might. You don't know. The point is you don't know, Adam.
Okay.
And here we are.
Good save because you had me there, but you can't just, you don't get to just say, hey, someone here is dreaming of summer, therefore this photo is summer. No, that's not the case, but it is a good photo. It's a very cool looking photo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not summer. All right,
summer,
let's have a look
though.
At ours.
Not summer. Let me read it.
All right, let's start with yours. Let's get into yours. Yours is not summer, is it?
No, mine is not summer, but I think you can make the connection to summer.
Okay. Because that guy in the red, he's dreaming that it was summer.
The guy with his bucket at the beach scooping water out of the ocean. Yeah, he is dreaming. Well, why else would you do that? This is taken January 1st. I'm at the beach in Vancouver. You can see that with the skyline. Anyone who's seen photos of mine over the years past has seen this is kind of a favorite summer destination.
I actually didn't recognize it as Kits right away. I guess because it's empty, whatever. I thought this was out at Spanish Banks for a hot second.
No, this is Spanish Banks.
I thought you said Kits.
Well, I'm in Kitsilano area. I didn't say Kits Beach.
Oh, I said bro, you're messing with my mind because I thought you had said Kits Beach, and I was like, because you said, yeah, I was out at Kits, and I was like, oh, I thought that, like earlier off the air, you said I was out at Kits, and then it's like, oh, okay, well, this looks more like Spanish Banks.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm misremembering. I trust you, but now I don't trust you at all.
Okay, so I'm at Spanish Banks in Kitsilano.
Probably Carno, but all right.
Yeah, I'm at the beach because I thought, hey, I'm going to take my summer photo. This is January 1st. I'm going to take it at the beach because that's the only thing I could come up with as far as something summery. Go to my favorite summer spot, the beach, and take a photo.
I dream it was summer.
And it's January 1st and people are out. There's polar bear swimmers. So again, this is a wide angle shot I took with the 17-40. And I also didn't want to be too creepy with the 70-200 and zooming in on people. So I just kind of have the 17-40 and I just thought I'm going to snap a wide angle shot of what the beach looks like on January 1st. Now in Vancouver, I don't know if it's in a Vancouver exclusive thing or if they do this all over the world. Maybe the polar bear swim has always been a thing on January 1st. So people, generally pre-COVID, this would be a big organized event with tons of people kind of rushing into the water at the same time.
Not here, though.
But here, it can't be a thing this year because of COVID. So people just kind of are going out and doing it on their own, it appears. And so there's a group in the middle of the frame who I kind of used as my subject here of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, looks like 6 polar bear swimmers running out to the water. So I've got the city in the background. I've got in the foreground and people in very warm coats, including 4 children in basically parkas with big shovels, you know, working at the beach. So yeah, this is summer in winter. This is people doing summery things on January the 1st in Vancouver. So
well done.
I think that's a better tie-in than Kenneth as far as summer goes.
Yeah, I like Kenneth better though.
You know what? I should have taken a picture of a dog and said, this dog is thinking about summer.
Look, you keep it up and me and Kenneth are going to start doing a show.
All right. All right. You talk to Kenneth. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's have a look at mine.
Oh, one more thing not related to Kenneth. It was raining. So it was raining hard. So I'm using one of my photo umbrellas that I had in the trunk of my car to act as an actual umbrella because I don't really own any umbrellas, which is funny living in Vancouver. So I'm using the photo umbrella. I did, like, the sky is very gray and blah because it's pouring rain in Vancouver. But I did use the sky replacement tool. And then I loved it. And then I didn't use it because, again, like we said, I was like, it's just, that's not what it was. And I can make
the sky. So this is the original sky.
This is the original sky. I did use the sky replacement tool to make it much cooler looking. And then I said, no, I can't do that. And then I took it.
But you're a purist.
I'm a purist. But I do that one click. Hey, here's a magical, nice looking sky that blends in really, really quickly is kind of awesome. No one would have been able to tell had I used it. But I just felt wrong because this was pouring rain in Vancouver and I thought I'd stick with what it was.
I'm going to use, like, this year, I'm going to use the sky replacement a fair bit, except with a caveat being I'm going to go and shoot a bunch of my own skies. Whenever I see a cool looking sky, I'm going to snap a photo for the archive. I'm going to have a separate archive just for that.
Yeah.
And then when I do change it, I will change it to a cooler version of what is actually happening.
I've thought of that exact same thing too. Rather than picking a stock version, I felt like it's less of a cheat if it was taken in that same location.
Yes, I'm not saying necessarily the same location because, hey, we're all looking at the same sky, Adam.
Sure. I feel like it would match better though if I put it in the exact same context. Yeah.
However, what I will do, like, but for example, like in this situation, you know, it's kind of gray and overcast. I might use, and there's nothing wrong. This is a fine sky. It kind of contrasts nicely with the city and you know and all that. But if it was just even no clouds and just kind of gray and lousy, like no definition at all, I would see using like a really cool looking gray sky in that situation.
Right.
So like a cooler version of what would exist instead of going, all right, here's a bright, sunny Cancun sky.
Right.
I wouldn't do that. I don't see the point in that. So that's my moving forward. All right, so have a look at mine. Here's my son in the summertime today. I shot mine today because, of course, I did.
Mm-hmm.
and summer vibes.
Cool. You, this is the Black Pro Mist, right?
I did not. I did not use it. I wish I had. Because I tore my office apart a couple months ago and have not finished building the new one, all my, as I mentioned to you off camera, my off air, my a lot of my camera stuff is kind of away in storage right now, which is hard to get at. So I couldn't get at my Black Pro Mist today, or I would have shot that. I had to recreate it in post. Would have preferred to shoot it in camera.
Got it. It looks good, though.
It's a recreation of a shot I did of myself. I'm going to say it was about 7 years ago, I think.
Sure.
Yeah. So it was before he was born. I had a shot from a few years ago, and I wanted to try to recreate that, but just from a different side. So if you notice, I included both of them. So there's me and him.
I like his better.
Yeah, obviously. But I'm certain I shot one of my daughter as well a couple years ago, recreating this as well, which I meant to include. I want to include all three, and if I can find it before I post this on Monday, I'll include it. But I can't seem to find the one of my daughter.
Big surprise.
I'm sure it exists. Yeah. Because I hate women. Yeah. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I understand the binary argument situation.
Yeah.
So, anyways, this one is very simple. This is just up in a bedroom. Although I don't love the spread of light. I'm looking at it now. I like the spread of light on mine better. It like blows out the white a little bit more. How does it look on yours with his? It looks a little bit...
It looks the same.
Mine not so much. It looks a little bit more even spread on mine. But it's a hard light. The idea of being a hard light, sort of that... afternoon sunshine in the summer. Put a quarter CTO on it to add a little bit of yellow to it. The difference being, I think mine was probably shot midsummer, but inside. So my skin's a little bit brown from the summer, and his is the December white. So he even noticed that. He's like, "Can you make can you give me a little bit of a tan, Dad?" I said, "Sorry, there's no tan replacement. Just skies, buddy."
Right.
Can't do it. But there's my son trying to act cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good shot. I like it.
Yeah. So, like I said, one off-camera flash, hard light, just blasting on him, and done. All right. So that was the photo challenge for December. For next month, January, I need to see something positive, Adam.
Okay.
So the challenge for January is... the bright side.
Okay.
I want to see some positives, mostly out of you, really, but yeah. Out of everybody. I kind of see what's positive. I feel like, you know, it depends what you read. The whole situation we're in isn't over. There's a bit more work to do, but I'm hoping things are getting better. I think they are. They're about to get better. So let's get some positivity out there. Show me the bright side. And hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, do both of those and tag us at Two Hosers on the Instagram. And we'll talk about that in February. Challenge for next week, Adam. I just want to see a simple portrait.
Okay.
Okay, that's it. Can be anything you want. Maybe with a prism, hopefully. That's what I'm hoping for.
Okay.
So there's that. All right. Thanks to everybody for contributing this week or this month. And look forward to seeing them next month. That's it for now. Adam, website. Still no website, Adam.
No website. Never. Never going back.
Okay. Don't even Google them. Don't bother.
No.
You're just going to buy some cheap Viagra from adamschwartz.ca. Yeah.
If you need to reach me, you can contact Al for my email, and please send gift cards from Amazon, or you know what? Anything. You just send those gift cards. What? Starbucks. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Shameless. Starbucks. Yeah. Shameless. Just shameless.
Yeah. All right.
Right. All right. You can find my stuff at alanatridge.com, the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything. And I mean everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.